Let's talk about the IPO outlook now with EquityZen's Phil Hazlett. He joins us right now. Phil, you know, we obviously have seen this demand. Is there anything that you think is going to slow it down? Higher rates, for example, any other speed bumps coming up?
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors that could lead to kind of a slowdown in the IPO market. And you're starting to kind of see it in some of these earnings reports where supply chain issues, consumer trends, inflation are all starting to kind of hit the bottom line for companies. And I think that's going to start to maybe slow down the IPO window, in addition to just some normal seasonal timing where we see a slowdown here towards the end of the year before kind of a pick back up in Q1 of 2022.
So what companies are you excited about that might be coming to market soon?
Yeah, you know, we're keeping an eye on companies that maybe have seen some acceleration of growth because of a COVID trend that maybe want to monetize on that or bring it to the public markets and kind of validate their business model by giving it some more eyes. So, you know, a company we think about in that space is a company called ServiceTitan, which provides software to contractors kind of across the home builder space. You know, that's a company that's raised close to $1 billion in pre-IPO funding that we might kind of see hit the market in 2022. So we'd expect to see some other companies that kind of have that profile that are really excited to kind of, again, show their story, validate it to the market, you know, maybe get some liquidity as well.
Has there been sort of any rhyme or reason between the companies that have been hot and those that have been less so? I mean, it's not like every company that's come public this year has done amazingly the first day. Do you see any patterns?
Sure. I think there's some companies that just really wanted to tap the public markets and again, maybe had a COVID story that they thought wasn't going to be repeatable and decided to take things public or were just, you know, a little bit premature in their business model and decided to take things out. You know, I think Oatly is a kind of an example of a company that went public, you know, earlier this year, had a really great trajectory behind it. It's got an ESG story. It's got a big market share story. And they've run into consumer changes and trends. They've run into supply chain issues. Doesn't help that oats are up 150% year over year as an input for costs. And, you know, if you saw maybe a more established company in that sector, like a Pepsi or something, they would probably be a little more forthright with their investors about what they're expecting to see come through the road. So we're just kind of seeing some companies going through some growing pains. Beyond Meat's kind of another example a few years later, taking some impact as well.
Do you think, Phil, to that point, do you think Rivian soon will start to display some of those growing pains? I mean, they're barely producing any cars. Over the past 2.5 years, they've lost more than $2 billion, yet the stock, I mean, just ripped higher out of the gate. I think it's up about 63% since its IPO price.
Yeah, I would have said at the IPO price, Rivian was priced to perfection. And now I would say that Rivian is now priced beyond perfection. This is a company that has not really sold many cars at all on the road, is expecting to sell, you know, call it a couple hundred thousand to half a million cars in 2025. A lot of things are going to have to go incredibly well for Rivian to be able to do that, to grow into this valuation. And that takes new account the fact that there's also growing competition from legacy car makers that are kind of taking a bite out of Tesla's market share. You've got Lucid Motors. It's a really competitive space. So it's really hard to make sense of a company, you know, $113 billion valuation that's going to do about $1 million of revenue this year. It's kind of, it blows my mind. It kind of seems like maybe this is one of those, you know, key market points in the market where people start to take a step back and scratch their heads a little bit.
So, Phil, as we mentioned, your platform is for pre-IPO companies, and I'm curious what trends you've been seeing in that space as well. And in general, have you been seeing increasing interest there? If so, what do you think is driving all of that?
Yeah, so, you know, at EquityZen, we've been really fortunate. We've seen, you know, our business basically triple in size over the last 12 months. We've seen investor demand go through the roof. We've seen shareholders continue to come. One of the leading indicators for EquityZen is that as more and more capital gets raised by these companies while they're private, so from venture capitalists and growth equity investors, that just means that the market cap of these private companies is also growing, which means that there are more and more people looking for liquidity and more investors looking to access it. So we've kind of seen a rising tide lift all boats. We've seen successful IPOs. We've seen SPACs also take companies out. So it's really kind of been a perfect storm for us. We're just trying to kind of keep up with it. You know, I would expect that, you know, as you see valuations continue to get higher and higher as far as revenue multiples go, investors might start to say, you know, are things getting a little bit overpriced here? But in the, you know, in the current environment, we've been able to match a lot of buyers and sellers in our space.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to imagine a year from now that some of this won't get flushed out and washed out of the system, right?
Yeah. I think what's very interesting for me is that within the private market space, there's far less visibility into how companies are doing and transparency. So when companies inevitably come public, we can kind of see that they actually are not growing the rate that they said they were, or that they're losing a lot more money than people expected. So what we don't have right now in 2020 and 2021's investment environment is that all these companies that raise private capital, it's kind of hard to know really how they've been performing as much. 2022, if you start to see some more companies come public, I think the rubber is going to meet the road a little bit. But I do, it doesn't seem sustainable that, you know, an environment where we're concerned about inflation and supply chain breakdowns, that all these companies can really be successful. There's just a lot, so much cash chasing after, you know, a certain set of companies.
Yes, thirsty cash, I like to call it. Phil, good to see you. Phil Hazlett, EquityZen co-founder and chief revenue officer. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.